You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with new episodes released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks for hitting play. Now, today is January the 20th, and it's on this fateful day that one of rock's great stories happened. Yes, at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Des Moines, Iowa, on stage, Ozzy Osbourne bites the head off a bat. Despite biting the heads off live doves a year earlier in a meeting with record executives, Ozzy didn't actually mean to do this one, he claims. Now, plastic bats were routinely thrown on stage at him when he was performing, and when he saw another fly on stage, he grabbed it and bit the head off. He's then rushed to hospital for rabies shots, of course. Elsewhere, on this day in 1988, the third class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was inducted, and what a class it was too. The Beatles, the Beach Boys, Bob Dylan, the Supremes, and the Drifters were all admitted. On this day in 1983, Def Leppard released their third album, Pyromania. The record has shifted more than 10 million copies in the US alone. Speaking of albums, on this day in 1975, Bob Dylan released his 15th studio album, Blood on the Tracks. Featuring the hit Tangled Up in Blue, the album went on to number one in the US, number four in the UK, and remains one of his biggest selling records. And today we also say happy birthday to KISS star Paul Stanley, who is 71 years old today. 10cc's Eric Stewart is 78 today. And ever-present Judas Priest star Ian Hill, who is 72 years old today. Happy birthday to those, and to you if it's your birthday too. But for today's main show, we focus on someone we sadly lost on this day a year ago. Yes, passing away a year ago today was Marvin Lee Adey, better known, of course, as Meatloaf. He was 74 years old, one of the biggest selling artists of all time, with record sales in excess of 100 million worldwide. He won Grammys and a Brit Award, and also appeared in over 50 films and TV shows. Now, when he passed away, I did a special tribute show, which you can find if you scroll back through Vintage Rock Pod. But I'm going to play you a little clip from my previous chat with St. Elmo's Fire star John Parr, who owes his big break to Meatloaf.
Yeah, I mean, I signed this little publishing contract in 83. I was working in this little 8-track studio, and of course it was cassettes then and one-inch tape. They used to give me £100 to make each demo so I could afford to pay musicians. Sent stuff out, got interest from Rod Stewart and from Diana Ross, but the call, the first bite, was Meatloaf, and that kind of changed everything.
And you spoke to you before, and you said that within a week of getting this call off Meatloaf, you're over there in, was it Connecticut with his family, and it all just kind of snowballed from there.
Snowballed there. It was really weird for me because I was like, you know, a Yorkshire, a northern musician.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
That had been in 8-track studios. Suddenly I'm in a world-class studio with world-class musicians. Within a couple of days, they're going, what do you think of this, John? You think I should do that? I was really welcome. But I was ready, you know, I was kind of case hardened from all the years on the clubs, you know.
Now, how did you find working with Meat Loaf then? Because obviously his reputation is of, I don't know, a fierce man, yeah, probably, or a difficult man at times. And you obviously forged a really good relationship with him.
Yeah, he's like people say, watch it, you know, bite your leg or he'll throw a piano lid at you, you know. But no, he and I, you know, we met at Newcastle City Hall. He was doing a tour there. And that's when I gave him the cassette. And we just hit it off. But, of course, the songs, as I'd said before to you, the songs that I gave him, I was singing like him. So it was like his own records he was listening to. He loved it. And he'd split with Jim once again and was looking for a new writer. And I think he saw me as, you know, the White Hope, Great White Hope.
Fantastic. And just skipping forward a few years, you two actually performed and recorded a duet together, didn't you? Rock and Roll Mercenaries, which was a big hit as well, wasn't it?
Do you know, it's funny, I saw a link on it. I clicked on it yesterday because, you know, links come through on Google and it said, oh, Rock and Roll Mercenaries. I put it up and I forgot. It's a stunning video shot with the late, great Terry Donovan, who's like a photographer. He was the guy who did Addicted to Love for Robert Palmer with those beautiful girls. And some of those girls are in that, if you watch, in that video. But yeah, it was a great record. Recorded that with Frank Fari over in Germany. Great days.
And you talk about the video there. I mean, Meatloaf's eyes in that video, he's looking fearsome again, using that word again for him, but he just looked like he was ready to tear, wasn't he? He was ready to go.
Yeah, he wasn't. The thing is, he was in good shape, though. He wasn't, you know, I normally got very obese in the Bat Out of Hell days. So he's probably 3 or 4 stone lighter. And we did a lot of touring together with that record. So we were all over the world doing things. And I think that's how the friendship forged. But it's really weird. He's just, as we say in England, big boned. You know, he's not a big eater. He certainly doesn't drink, you know. So he's just a big Texan lad who was raised on steaks.
The brilliant John Parr there. Maybe not the first person you think of when you think of classic rock, but what an incredible life he's had. His story is insane as well, which included a 19-year court case which stopped him working when he was at the top of his game. Check it out, episode 15 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Jabbers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.